Carminia, Carminia, Garcia, 10/13/87. Chief complaint, lower abdominal pain, number one, dysuria, number two, leg pain, number four, tiredness. This is a 36-year-old substitute teacher, married, has three children. Her last period was 11/6/23. She's just getting over her period. She had a great weekend yesterday. She started having issues with dysuria. She's had urinary tract infection before. She had three of them last year. She almost went to see a specialist, but then everything settled down. Last one she had was in October of last year, period. New paragraph, she comes in today, urine analysis showing trace blood, but no leukocytes or nitrates seen, period. Medication, metformin, 500 twice a day. Her blood sugars have been up and down, but in the past 3 days, they've been in the 90s. COVID immunizations up to date, allergen and drug allergy. Surgery, she's had some kind of pancreatitis and C-section times three. Medical problems, diabetes, last period was 11/6/23. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, she's married, she has three children, she's a substitute teacher, family history mom with hypertension, diabetes, neuropathy, no cancer in the family reported except for a cousin, but she doesn't know what kind. She weighs 220 pounds, 222 pounds, her weight goes up and down, 10 pounds here and there. 97%, 98.3, 16, 82, 136 over 72, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, extra JVD, skin shows, no rash, or mucosal condition, logical non-focal. There is slight tenderness over the bladder, but there's no rebound, there's negative Murphy, there's negative McBurney. Pelvic ultrasound is it doesn't show anything abnormal or significant. Gallbladder is normal, the liver shows to be fatty, soft tissue, within normal limits. Aorta shows no aneurysm. Bladder shows no mass. Carotid ultrasound, which was done because of vertigo, is within normal limits. Heart echocardiogram done for palpitation within normal limits. Leg pain caused us to do upper and lower extremity. Doppler studies and ultrasound, which were both negative, as well as the arm pain, caused us to do the same thing. There's no DVT noted. This appears to be musculoskeletal. I'm going to next number UTI. Next number is recurrent UTI. Next number is I'm going to treat her with CEPTRA-DS1-BID. Next number, she just got through finishing up a course of Amoxil, so I'm going to give her Diflucan as well for the next. Diflucan as well for the next 5 days. Next number's patient's A1C and the metformin is handled by her PCP. Next number's come back in 3 to 5 days, in 24 hours if it's not any better. Next number's if she has any other symptoms or problems, she'll call me. Next number's for fatty liver, she needs to lose weight. She says she knows about that. Next number, she'll call me if she's not better by 4 p.m. today, and I may proceed with a CT scan at that time. Thank you.